Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Checkpoint on Campus. Hitting you in the face as usual with all sorts of esports news at the collegiate level. And don't forget, we are the official voice of college esports. If anybody else says that, it's a lie because nobody else is doing it. We are. And to prove it to you, we're bringing in Coach E. That's right. We got Cody Ellison, the head coach of the Northwood esports program at Northwood University. Listen, the Wolves are out. They are out, okay? Because Northwood is dominating in multiple esports. These guys have just won the NACE 2020 championships for not just Overwatch, also Rocket League. They've only dropped one match in the official CRL tourney. They're going in as one of the top seeds for the CRL playoffs, and they continue to perform well at just about every esport they're involved in. Coach E, what's in the water up there, man?
No kidding.
Well, I mean, I'm just lucky that I'm at a school that really is supportive of esports and willing to invest in player development and facilities. First and foremost, that's probably like our biggest edge. But yeah, no, we definitely have a good group of, you know, kids. And the nice thing is some of these teams that are excelling are not kids here that are on scholarship or, you know, were recruited by me. They're just kids on campus that have developed into really good players. So that helps quite a bit.
So at this point, it's really just the culture? Like, really? Is that just what it could be at this point?
Yeah, I mean, we're still working on our culture a little bit. We've got some pretty crucial things to work on, but I think our program compared to other programs in the state and around the Midwest, you know, we give access to our players to equipment 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that doesn't necessarily mean in the facility with COVID, but we set them up in their dorm with a full setup so they can practice and they're used to everything. I think our biggest advantage, believe it or not, is our awesome IT team this year. We actually have about 800 down, 500 upload speed in the dorms for our esports team. They have their own gaming network.
In the dorms? Hold on. This is what? In the dorms?
Hang out over there.
Well, I mean, like, it just made sense because we knew they were going to be playing a lot from the dorms. I mean, our capacity limit, like, so Northwood's philosophy is we're kind of just abiding by whatever the guidance is of the governor or the orders and all that stuff. We just follow those. And so we've never really had more than 10 people, including myself, in our arena at a time, even though it's 3,000 square feet. So we just knew with having almost 60 kids on the team, we're going to be playing a lot from the dorms. So we spent a good amount of budget and infrastructure this semester.
Right. And, you know, I definitely want to talk about the NACE tournament because you guys were able to walk away of what was played over the weekend. You guys were able to walk away with literally half of the titles, two of the four championships that were given away. Talk a little bit. I want to start with Overwatch because I think Rocket League, you guys have staked your claim over the past, you know, 2 months, you know, between NACE and CRL as a dominant team. Some will argue the best team in the country. But with Overwatch, there were some other teams in your way for you guys to get to the level that you're at. And walking away with the NACE championship, how do you guys, you and the rest of the team, feel knowing that for some people, your Overwatch team kind of came out of nowhere at the start of the semester?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just goes to, I mean, back to my experience in the pro scene team building. A lot of the players that we, you know, we're kind of getting a bad rap. Oh, you've got four contenders players in your teams. Well, we actually really only had one contenders player that we signed, and the other ones have actually hit contenders. The two had just hit contenders in the last month while they're at Northwood, and the other one is just right when school is about to start hit contenders. I think it's just finding talent that's hungry. We've won everything that we've entered. I mean, it's with Overwatch, so you know, NACE is important, and it was awesome to represent Northwood in that. But we're really setting our sights on TESPA playoffs here in December next.
Right.
That'll be a real true test for us. We haven't had a ton of prep time just because with contenders and trials, and there's a new gauntlet series that's going on right now with Overwatch, so a lot of our players are spending time with that. But I mean, the truth is, like, we just have, you know, four of the six players are just probably the best at their roles in collegiate, to be honest with you. I'm excited because our roster is going to be even scarier and stronger here, maybe in the next month or so with some new players. So I'm excited for that. That's for sure.
You guys 3-0'd Midland, obviously. And Midland, like, they showed some life in certain moments, but you were probably never worried at any point.
Midland University, how does that work? That was weird. Yeah.
Right? But you mentioned prep. Did you guys, like, do any, like, serious prep during NACE? Because you didn't drop. So as opposed to, like, you mentioned the tournament coming up with TESPA, like, what's going to be the preparation differences between those two tournaments?
Well, for NACE, we actually, I'd say about two-thirds of our matches, we actually had our JV team playing. We're actually building a second top team right now for Overwatch, a little feeder system. So, like, we have a couple of Grandmasters that are on our bench right now we're building around. And usually we'd have two of our main guys, at least two Grandmasters on the bench, and then two, like, Platter Diamonds we mixed in. The playoffs, we obviously went full roster the whole time. But the difference with TESPA is there's two teams, three now in my opinion. There's a dark horse, not really a dark horse, but Miami of Ohio is, like, really, really peaking, and they're really doing well. I mean, they have Fozzix being in the Overwatch League now. That's a team that's going to be really good, and it's more so just, like, the level of teams in TESPA that are left are really close to us. Like, I mean, to be honest, it's probably a 50-50 coin flip right now if we played Maryville. Who's going to win? They're a great team, and they obviously are able to scrim a lot more than us because they're not playing in contenders or trials. But prep time, it's more so just, like, we go back to, like, we did with HueFest, which is, what are we best at, even if it's not the most commonly played thing. Like, that's just the truth. It's just, we just kind of play what we have to. Centers around Dynasty and Cowman. Like, we love, obviously, to put Dynasty on Symmetra, as you guys have seen. As much as people think we're being toxic or cheesing, you know, every team we've played, like, we'll try to run a Bastion on you.
100%. It's not cheese. You know? The character is in the game. It's not cheese. The hero's in the game.
It's just kind of considered toxic because it's such a throw pick, if you think about it. Like, it's pretty easy to counter. But,
well, if no one can stop you.
I wholly disagree with that sentiment in all of esports that certain picks are cheese or toxic. I'm against that. A tool is a tool, and it is available to be used. But I want to quickly, very, very quickly ask Coach about Rocket League. You got playoffs for CRL coming up as well. You guys are heavily favored, even though you guys had a little stumble at the end there and didn't have the perfect season. It was you versus Akron, but you guys still are heavily favored in the playoffs.
Well,
what do you guys need to tighten up on in order to walk away with that chip?
To be honest, I mean, our guys just haven't meshed well together. I mean, even though we're winning, we're not winning like we should be. I think if you put our roster against, like, Akron's, we're definitely, across the board, way more mechanically skilled than them. Our rotations, our comms aren't there yet. I mean, we lost to Akron again yesterday in play versus, so, and they had a sub. So we got a lot of work to do against them, to be honest with you. It's just, we don't really know. And to be honest, it's not really fixable overnight. So we'll see what happens tonight in playoffs against them because, you know, I'm assuming, if things stick the way they are, we'll probably beat Stockton, whoever we play, and they'll be, you know, UCF or USF, wherever they play, and we'll end up playing them at 11 Eastern on stream. We're close against them. It's just, again, it's the team doesn't really have that chemistry yet. And like against any other team, we can, you know, beat them mechanically, obviously, but Akron's a good team. Like, that's a solid team.
Yeah.
Not just, they're not just good. They are just, they played together for almost, I think almost 3 years together. I mean, Buzz started playing with them when he was a junior in high school in a dual enrolled program. So he's just a freshman there now, but like he's been, you know, a lot of experience with them and he's really starting to peak. And Reticence is a great player as that they have as well. Very underrated. Over rotations are always on point. Like our biggest issues are rotations and communication right now. Yeah. Kickoff. So we just have things that we have three alpha offensive players that will send and score, and that's how they've always played. And it's getting one of them to kind of take the reins off a bit, which hasn't happened yet. And we fully acknowledge it. You know, it's a toss up for tomorrow and or tonight, and it's a toss up for the national championship right now. It just depends how we play. We'll see.
So, you know, first of all, I want to thank you for coming on. And you know, again, this is one of the most successful programs of the year so far. And, you know, we want to thank you for taking the time to join us on the show. Coach E. Cody Elson has joined us from Northwood University. Thank you so much for your time and good luck with your remaining tournament.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.